Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taking charge of your future starts with taking the first steps. And saving up to $30 a month on Cox Internet with the Affordable Connectivity Program makes those steps easy to take. Whether they bring you to click upload on your first short film or join now for an online book club. Applying is easy. See if you qualify at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC.
When it comes to the monster movies of classic Hollywood, we might picture Frankenstein's creature or Dracula or the Wolfman. But there is another monster that had a huge impact on popular culture from that era, mainly because it was so beautifully and skillfully designed. I'm talking about The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Released in 1954, this black and white creature feature followed a geology expedition in the Amazon who uncover an amphibious humanoid lurking in the Black Lagoon. With its half-fish, half-man monster, this film became a smash hit and has been described by film critic Leonard Maitland as the archetypal 50s monster movie. Indeed, it went on to be a major influence on the Oscar-winning film The Shape of Water from 2017. Despite the amazing underwater photography, the tense orchestral score, and the tight direction, what really made the film resonate with audiences was the creature, designed by Universal makeup artist Bud Westmore. And yet, as the decades rolled by, film historians began to discover a cruel and scandalous beat of sexism behind this creature. Because Bud Westmore did not create this design after all. It was the work of a wonderfully talented but criminally forgotten woman who, because of her gender, was pushed to the side in favor of a man. Few people recognize her name, but authors like Mallory O'Meara have tried to correct that by writing up her incredible life story, which we will explore tonight. I'm Peter Laws, and tonight on Our Curious Past, we give credit where credit is due to a woman who was deliberately sidelined despite her huge contribution to popular culture. Let's meet the remarkable yet unsung artist, actress, and animator, Millicent Patrick, the Lady from the Black Lagoon. Millicent Patrick was born Mildred Elizabeth Fulvia de Rossi on the 11th of November 1915 in El Paso, Texas. And after various moves, the family ended up in Glendale, California, where Millicent finally got to pursue her passion for arts and creativity when she went to study for 3 years at Chouinard Art Institute, which later became Cal Arts. She was working specifically on illustration and drawings. She was so talented that she was granted 3 scholarships while working at this school. But word of her drawing skills soon made it to Walt Disney Studios, who in 1939 hired her to work in the ink and paint department. Now, this is where we get our first look at the inherent sexism of the creative industry of the time. You see, if you were a creative who worked for Disney in the 30s and 40s, your destination in the company would depend on your gender. The animation department was staffed by men. But if you were a woman with the same skills and the same levels of expertise, it wasn't seen as fitting for you to join this prestigious animation department, so instead you were sent to the all-female ink and paint division. This wasn't just Disney's issue, by the way. Every other studio of its kind had the same approach. Animation was, it was thought, a man's medium. Listen to this from an actual Disney employment brochure from the time.
Women do not do any of the creative work in connection with preparing the cartoons for the screen, as that work is performed entirely by young men. The only work open to women consists of tracing the characters on clear celluloid sheets with India ink and filling in the tracings on the reverse side with paint according to directions.
In other words, the men designed and drew the images, and then it ended up with the, quote, girls in the colouring department who would add colour and bring the drawings to life. Though frankly, a 2010 Vanity Fair article said it was the girls' job to make what the men did look good. And so naturally, this was the department that Mildred joined once she left art school. The department that was sometimes described as the nunnery. And the women in the nunnery, in the ink and paint department, and the men in animation were told not to mingle with one another. And historians have interviewed female painters like Betty Kimball, who said how she was not allowed to ever enter the animation department unless she had a very good reason. And yet, the men and women were naturally drawn to one another, and relationships began. Many of them resulted in marriages. That is, incidentally, precisely how Walt Disney met his wife, Lillian. The pay difference was immense too. For example, in 1941, the top male animator could be paid about $300 per week, while the women in the ink and paint department, who were often working exhausting double shifts, were paid $18 a week. And yet, Mildred's artistic talent simply could not be denied, because by 1940, Disney bosses were being blown away by her work, and so she was moved to the animation and effects department, where she became one of the very earliest female animators working for Disney. And it's here where she worked on Disney classics like Dumbo and Fantasia. She created the absolutely legendary and iconic demon, Chernobog, in the Night on Bald Mountain sequence. And yet, she wanted more. And so in 1941, Mildred left this highly sought-after role at Disney and started working as a model at various trade shows. Now, Mildred had met another animator called Paul Fitzpatrick while she had been working at Disney, and he was married at the time, but he and Mildred had an affair. His pregnant wife found out, and when Fitzpatrick refused to stop seeing Mildred, she killed herself, killing the unborn child in her womb. As horrendous as that was, it meant that Fitzpatrick was free to marry. And so, they did. But because of the nature of their affair and the wife's suicide, Mildred's family said they would have nothing to do with her anymore, and she was estranged from them. She and Fitzpatrick were eventually divorced. And then in 1948, she changed her name to Millicent Patrick, her most recognizable name. How do you save money, eat well, and help the earth this spring? Well, you try EveryPlate, America's best value meal kit. It's best value because it's 25% cheaper than grocery shopping, and there's no hidden fees to worry about. You just get great value meals week after week. But the meals are delicious too. There's like 25 tasty recipes to choose from every week. It's quite a menu of delicious sides, snacks, desserts, and more. Now, the thing about the environment, though, is something I was suspicious about with these meal kits, thinking, gosh, it must be bad for the environment, all of these bits of food being sent to your house. But that's where it turns out I was wrong. You see, EveryPlate are passionate about sustainability, and they offset 100% of their carbon footprint to your door. Their meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint on average than supermarket meals. And the packaging is all curbside recyclable in most US states, and there's less waste because you only pay for what you need with pre-portioned ingredients. So it's a great way to celebrate Earth Month with EveryPlate. Get started with EveryPlate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code CURIOUS149. That's 149 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code CURIOUS149. In 1950, Millicent had a relationship with a voice actor called Frank L. Graham. He has starred in many radio dramas, as well as some animated films for Walt Disney and MGM. He was even the voice of the wolf in the Tex Avery Droopy cartoons. Millicent's relationship with Graham ended in tragedy as well, because she decided that the relationship was not working, and so she ended things. Graham could not handle it, and a few weeks after the split, he was found dead, aged 35, in the convertible in the carport of his Hollywood home. He'd committed suicide by carbon monoxide poisoning, and lying next to his body was a photograph of Millicent Patrick. and his will contained a note that read,
"To Mildred, I leave nothing except the pleasure she will have knowing that now she won't have to decide whether I am good enough for her or not."
And also this postscript,
"Gee, I wish Mildred had called me back yesterday morning."
Mildred, but now known as Millicent, would travel across America helping to promote products as her modeling career continued. And she would stay in hotels overnight. And it was while she was standing outside one of these hotels that she met an agent called William Hawks. He was the brother of filmmaker Howard Hawks. And they chatted and she told him that she would love to become an actress. And so Hawks offered to represent her. She started working on various bit parts, but it was while being on set that she happened to meet a man called Bud Westmore, who was the head of the Universal Studios makeup department. She was there as an actress on set, but knowing Bud's role, she could not help but show him some of her sketches. And Bud Westmore was very impressed with her talent, and he signed her up. And she became the first woman to work as a makeup and special effects department member. And if you're a fan of old movies, you will have seen her work in films like It Came From Outer Space and This Island Earth. But it was in 1953 when she created her most iconic design, when she was invited to work on what was known as the Gill Man monster for Creature from the Black Lagoon. The studio launched a promotional tour for the film, and Millicent was initially presented to the press as the beauty who created the beast. And she was tasked with talking to the press about how she created this amazing creature design. But Bud Westmore, the head of special effects, was furious with this label. He did not want her, a woman, to be seen as the creator. And so instead, he insisted that she be labeled and called as the beauty who lives with the beast, which is a massive demotion. And this was bad enough. But then, after the press tour for Creature from the Black Lagoon, she got back to Los Angeles, where she was given some shocking news. She was told that she no longer worked for Universal Studios, and that her name had been struck from the credits of the movie. The reason was simply because Bud Westmore was so jealous of her creating the Gill Man that he wanted her gone. And so Millicent left Universal and went back to looking for small acting parts again. And she was never given the opportunity to work behind the scenes again. For decades, she had to watch film critics and audiences raving about the absolutely remarkable creature design of the Gill Man. And seriously, just Google it. When you compare it with the Wolfman and Frankenstein, as iconic as those things are, there is something particularly impressive about the creature from the Black Lagoon. And so it impressed audiences and critics alike. But taking credit for it all was Bud Westmore. It was only in the 1970s when writers like Forrest J. Ackerman tried to give her credit for the work. But it was particularly when Mallory O'Meara wrote her book in 2019, The Lady from the Black Lagoon, that the world began to discover what Millicent knew all along. She designed it and had been silenced and robbed of not only the acclaim for that particular creation, but also a chance to work on countless more films. If it wasn't for that inherent jealousy, male fragility, and plain sexism, perhaps she would have had a glittering career in Hollywood, special effects and makeup. But she didn't. Millicent got married again to Sid Beaumont, but he died of cancer in 1954. And she met another voice actor in 1955 called Lee Trent. They had a tumultuous relationship that had multiple engagements that would sometimes be broken off. But then it did lead to a marriage in 1963 in a Las Vegas wedding chapel. But they divorced in 1969. Millicent was eventually diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 1988, and later she developed breast cancer, and she was put into hospice care in California, where she lived out her final moments in relative obscurity. And she died there on February the 24th, 1998. Times have thankfully changed, and if Millicent was working today, she may well have been given the credit she was due. But she missed out on a potentially long and lucrative career because she was born in the wrong gender, or that her talent was simply too good for others to tolerate. Millicent's life was shaped not only by fictional monsters, but also, as O'Meara puts it, by real-life monsters and the obstacles put in her way. And how ironic it is that she is best known today for a striking and mysterious creature who lives in the murky swamps of overlooked history. And how fitting that she should finally see the light. But it's tragic still that she didn't get to experience the acclaim she deserved. I'm Peter Laws, and you've been listening to The Lady from the Black Lagoon on Our Curious Past.
Taking charge of your future starts with taking the first steps. And saving up to $30 a month on Cox Internet with the Affordable Connectivity Program makes those steps easy to take. Whether they bring you to click upload on your first short film or join now for an online book club. Applying is easy. See if you qualify at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.